Mungaman Aaron Wyatt is a viola player, composer and conductor, the first Indigenous Australian to conduct one of the major orchestras in Australia, conducting the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Now Aaron is joining us on NITV Radio ahead of a classical music night, three conversations dedicated to classical music as a person of colour in Australia. Aaron Wyatt, welcome and thanks for joining us on NITV Radio.
Thanks, it's good to be here.
Now, this classical music event stems from an initiative by Kayla Matsura Miller in a program of new commissions for violin and electronics by Australian composers yourself, Kitty Shaw and Sia Ahmad. And it stems from an observation by Kayla Matsura Miller that there aren't many musicians who look like her playing classical music, and hence this initiative. How does it feel being invited to participate in this groundbreaking event? I call it groundbreaking because these conversations rarely take place in Australia.
Yeah, no, it's great to be involved in it, and it's good to be writing a piece alongside some other very established and up-and-coming composers who have written some great works in this sort of space. You know, it's great to see someone like, Kayla Matsura Miller taking on this sort of project with her. I mean, it's part of her Friedman Fellowship award. It's the sort of project that helps to broaden the diversity of voices that we have in classical music in this country and to give, a better representation of what is an Australian story in music.
Yeah, and the three conversations is just a performance, and then it will be followed by conversations between yourself, the other composers and performers, with Kayla Matsura Miller reflecting on what it means. What does it mean to you being a Noongar man, a black man, playing classic music? Because there's not many.
Yeah, it's a really sort of, interesting viewpoint to be coming from, especially... It's not been sort of helped, by recent political events and the like. It's sort of this issue of, the pieces were all meant to explore what it was like to grow up as a person of colour in this country. And, of course, the three composers, all three of us have quite different backgrounds. It definitely opens up some interesting conversations, especially, as I said, in light of recent politics. I mean, my piece itself, the whole work is based on this documentary from 1984 called Couldn't Be Fairer that was on the National Film and Screen Archives page. There's an audio track that sits at the base of the violin and viola part, and it's made from a lot of stretched out and manipulated sounds and also some very direct quotes from an interview with Lang Hancock talking about the Aboriginal problem and a solution to it. And hence the title of the work, The Aboriginal Problem. So it deals with, and I'm not sure what the other two composers have decided to talk about yet in their works. It'll be interesting to see, the mix of perspectives that they bring to things. But mine sort of stemmed out of, it was kind of fortuitous timing-wise that Gina Rinehart was named West Australian of the Year earlier this year. And, it kind of sort of sprang from memories that I had of some of the ways that the sporting greats were treated in the past, Indigenous sporting greats. And this seemed like a perfect tie into that with the whole netball fiasco that had just happened at the time as well.
And just to put it in perspective for some of our younger listeners who may not be aware of the proper historic context, the Hancock view of how to solve what he calls the Aboriginal problem is quite a genocidal approach.
Yeah, but basically it was not great. Doping the water supply up to sort of make the half-caste sterile, which not the sort of thing that you would expect to hear in 1970s, 1980s Australia, really.
And how does it feel to be playing in the current context right after a referendum where we've experienced a resounding no to actually a very simple question, a very simple and straightforward request from First Nations people?
It is disheartening. It's funny, the night of the referendum, I was playing with the MSO just back of the viola section for Deborah Cheatham-Fraon's piece, Umarella, War Requiem for Peace, which sort of... it's a requiem mass that tells a tale of the frontier wars, the Umrella wars, that were faced by the Gudjmara people. So very, very poignant work, and kind of, you know, the timing was purely a coincidence because the MSO obviously had the date locked in well before the referendum date was set. But it was, yeah, an interesting place to be on the night of the referendum. I definitely couldn't have hoped to have been anywhere better. Very, you know, very supportive arts community here in Melbourne, which is great. But yeah, I mean, I think it's the most disheartening thing has been just the sheer level of misinformation that went on in the lead up to the referendum, and just some of the crazy and wild conspiracy theories that you know, we saw out there that really, you know, when the Uluru statement from the part was first brought out, and the suggestion of the voice was first talked about by Albo on election night, there was a lot of support for it, and just watching that support tank over, you know, a series of months as there's been so much misinformation out there has been really, really disheartening. It's a very, you know, sad indictment on the state of our political discourse in this country.
Yeah, and you said your piece is inspired by some audio stemming from the National Film and Sound Archive, and I believe what you'll be performing and the recording of the night is a material that will feature in the NFSA, I believe, as well, because this is just a groundbreaking conversation. Am I right to suggest that?
Possibly. I'm not entirely sure, but it is a very exciting project, and as I say, I'm really, really thrilled that Kyla asked me to be involved in it.
This event will take place on Friday, the 27th of October, at the...
The Abbotsford
Convent, which is quite an unusual place from the places where you normally perform.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, part of the... Because it's part of this play-on series, and they're an organisation. You know, I think one of their main goals is to really bring classical music to unconventional spaces, so that it's not just in the concert hall, it sort of gets out and about into community, and it just becomes more accessible to the general public. So I think that's part of the reason for the slightly unusual choice of venue.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, any closing thoughts or something you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners that we may not have covered in our conversation today?
We've pretty much covered it all, but you know, I guess just to reiterate, it's a really, really exciting project. I'm really thankful that Kyla asked me to be involved. And it should be a, I don't know if fun is the right word for the night, given some of the at least dark topic subject material in my piece. Hopefully the other two pieces will be a little bit lighter. But it should be a very interesting and enjoyable night.
Aaron White, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today about the upcoming performance, classic music performance, Three Conversations, this Friday, October 27.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.